Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Later. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelic to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM is on.
You know, we're dealing with a very critical and crucial time. Most crucial and critical time that I've ever witnessed. Being as young as I am, you know. We all don't want to say nothing else, but we say as young as we are. Now I want to talk about the pronunciation and the realization. Now the educator, they call it ESP, positive thinking, right? Some of the people on the cross other side of the pond call it vibe, vibration, astrology, and all those different things, you understand? But I call what it is what it is. What it is what it is. Look at him. Now you see, a brother, you take in the ghetto, you find a whole lot of crime. I can understand, hey, I know what it means. Being 9 years old before I got my first pair of underwear out of a store. You know, putting on a half press suit from the pawn shop with tennis shoes, trying to be hip. So I know where it's coming from. Like the fella say, having catfish head stew. And look like the catfish went in there with his head and come out very quick and didn't leave nothing else. Now, that's one thing the educators and the politicians and the establishment gotta remember. Now, brothers need jobs. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. Get hip to yourself, good start, my brother, and get it from the street. You don't work, you can't eat. Sis, you don't work, Lord, you can't eat. So you got to have mind power to deal with starvation. And that's what we're dealing with. You see, we can't go back to the biblical stories. Two loaves of bread, or two little fishes, five loaves of bread. Two little fishes, yeah. Five loaves of bread. Now look here, too many brothers to go by that. Now I want your brothers to dig where we're coming from. Set your mind right here. Dig the JBE experience. I dug this from a young man out of New York. He said the GBE. The GBE. Now we want to take it to the JBE. The JB experience. Now Fred, brother, lay it on me, lay it. Mind power. Mm. power. Mind. Mind power. What it is, what it is. What it is, what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. That's what it is. It is what it is. That's what it is.
What is it? I need some Get Back. James Brown, Mind Power.
That's how you start the show off.
19.3, man, gots to do it. Gots to do it. You're tuned in to the Old School Rent Party Edition tonight. I am Tweet Cadillac, your host, along with my co-host. Introduce yourself, Godfather.
I am G. Lou, a.k.a. Lou Lavish, and I'm here. Good evening.
Good evening. What a beautiful evening it is. A lot of things have jumped off over this past week. We're going to discuss a lot of things. Pertinent topics, man, that's going to affect each and every one of us in the future. Got to protect your neck. I don't know if they still say that, but it really comes into effect these days, the times that we are living in, I must say the least. First of all the followers, I'd like to say if you could take the time out, hit the follow button if you're listening online, it would be greatly appreciated. We got to get the numbers up. The listeners are there, but if you're from the outside looking in and you go to the page and, you know, people look at analytics and they wonder, well, how come he doesn't have that many subscribers or whatever, it kind of makes me look bad. So I know the platform we're on might make you jump through a couple of hoops, but just take the time. It takes about 2 minutes at the max to hit that follow button. It would be greatly appreciated. With that being said, G-Lo, can you give a shout out to the beautiful sponsors that help us make this broadcast happen?
Yeah, yay. First of all, got to give a special shout out to the homie Jeff Kwan, a.k.a. Don Magic Kwan, BTP Media Group. Much respect to them. Shout out to them as well. They got new shirts available as well. So get out my boy Jeff Kwan. Get you a good T-shirt, man. Support the homie. But shout out to the platform, BTP Media Group. You know, makes everything happen and does a lot for us. So we got to give love to BTP and the homie Jeff. Also, Stacy Adams, man. Got to give it up to Stacy Adams, the Fly Gear. I just got me a new Stacy Adams brim, you know, as well, man. So shout out to my sponsor for that. I won't say her name. She don't want me. But I got a Stacy Adams hat on the hookup, man. So get at Tweet Cadillac. Go to the website, tweetcadillac.com. Click on the Stacy Adams link right there and get yourself hooked up. You'll get a nice discount when you go through Tweet. So do that right now. Go to Stacy Adams. Go to the website, tweetcadillac.com. Click on the link. Put your order in and get hooked up, man, so you can be fly, man. You know, Stacy Adams. Fly menswear. Also, magnificentwax.com. Magnificent Wax. You know the wax you put on your cars? We put on our cars, and we shine, man. That's all I got to say. Magnificentwax.com. Get at the website, or you can check for them at your local Walmart. You don't see it in your local Walmart, make sure you get at somebody in there so they can make that happen. Magnificent Wax. Also, Sun Sound Concerts and Tours. That is Sun Sound Concerts and Tours. Get at them for any hookups or any shows coming to your city. You want to see the old school festivals, all the great tours going around right now into summer. You want to get hooked up, go to Sun Sound Concerts. Tell them Tweet Cadillac sent you. They will get you right, homie. Also, the G. Lou Show, man. You know that show every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday night on Blog Talk Radio, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Eastern, with G. Lou, Queen Jean, Flossie B, and Hankster the Gangster. Also, the GLouShow.com, the website, where you can get all previous shows, all the merchandise, and all the music we put out. That part. Got to give a shout-out to Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes. They got the website, FunDiggity.com, located in the greater Los Angeles area. They got the bomb funnel cakes, man. Bomb funnel cakes. They'll specialize and hook it up to whatever you want it. Get at them. They got a 5-star rating on Yelp. Like I said again, they're in the greater Los Angeles area. They got DoorDash, all that. You can make your order. They'll make it happen for you. FunDiggity.com. Also, One-Stop Funk Shop. The One-Stop Funk Shop. You can get hooked up over there with the homegirl, man. That being said, rest in peace, Boots Rothschild, man. Go ahead, Tweet.
That's right, C-H-O-C-L-E-T. Patrice Banks, man, good looking out. One-Stop Funk Shop is definitely in full operation for all your funk apparel items, novelty items, buttons, you know, just things of that nature. If you're a funk phobia head, roll over there until I sent you. Speaking of Fun Diggity, August 21st, this coming Saturday, will be the last day at the present location, 222 East 120th Street, Los Angeles 90061. We'll be having a grand finale event coming this coming Saturday. Will be the last day there. Within the next 2 weeks, we're going to be doing the virtual kitchen, so you still can make your orders, Uber, DoorDash, what's that other one that delivers? It's one other platform that brings it to your door. We're going to be working the virtual kitchen for a couple weeks until we can lock down this new prime location in the Los Angeles area. With that being said, I want to give a special condolences again to Gonzo. May he rest in peace.
Yes, yes. His funeral is this Saturday, too. If you're in Los Angeles,
August
it's this weekend.
26th.
Yeah, so, yes.
11 to 3 p.m. at Forest Lawn Mortuary, 6300 Forest Lawn Drive, Los Angeles, Cali, 90068. I got a few people, man, that's in Forest Lawn, so it's like he's amongst loved
yeah.
ones, for real.
Good people, yes.
Yeah, so
my uncle's at Forest Lawn.
Man, yeah, yeah, my grandmother, my daddy, couple partners, man, a lot of people there, man. A lot of
yeah.
people there. With that being said, we're going to do this rent party because, like, you know, it's so hard to struggle. It's real out here. The PPP loan people, they about to go to jail. So hope y'all enjoy that money. It's looking bad. brought to my attention another day. A lady got the money and was in lower income housing, Section 8 type thing. Section
mm-hmm.
8 people got wind of it, and she got evicted. The PPP loan
wow.
people wasn't even on her neck yet. The Section 8 people found out first. So now she's
wow.
homeless and about to go to jail and got to pay the money back. So do the right thing. If you didn't earn it, you don't deserve it. The world is a ghetto, man. It's a old school rent party. We need to shake all of this foolishness going on out here in these streets. Rest in peace to T. Rogers, King Blood, might as well
yes.
call him, from the jungle, west side of Los Angeles. If you're a Blood, I'm sure you've heard of him. If you're a Crip, I'm sure you've heard of him. If you lived in L.A. for the last 50 years, I'm sure you've heard of him. He was an activist, changed his life around. He passed today as well. So we're going to dedicate this to everybody that's still struggling, still surviving in any inner city that you may live in. That's some call a ghetto. Although a ghetto can be a beautiful place to live if y'all would just clean it up. It's basically all you got to do. If everybody picked up their trash, watered their grass, you already got a fence around it, it would be a gated community. But y'all don't think like that. Change your mind state, man. 93.2 FM. I'm finna preach tonight, G-Loop. Fuck it.
Let's go.
That being said, here we go. The world's a ghetto, y'all.
say two con artists used an old-school trick to scheme a Walmart cashier out of $2,100, and she didn't even realize it. As News 13's Jeannie Nguyen reports, now investigators need your help tracking the duo down.
Now you see it, now you don't.
It's impressive. I mean, these guys are really good.
It all started a few weeks ago at this Walmart on Carlisle. Two men appear to be making simple transactions, but they definitely had some tricks up their sleeves.
They'll purchase a small item, they'll have a $100 bill, and they'll talk to the cashier and say, hey, give me $80 change and a 10 and a 5. She'll give that money back over. He'll hold the money and say, actually, can you break this down in a different way? And he'll ask for money back, maybe 4 fives and 2 tens. And the numbers start getting so mixed up that all of a sudden the cashier thinks that she's breaking change, but he's actually skimming off the top every time there's a transaction.
Albuquerque police say they're purposefully confusing the cashier to the point where she thinks they are making an even trade. And this is the most impressive con act they have seen in a long time.
Probably the biggest one the detectives here in the Northeast have ever seen. Usually it's for $100, $150 and the person leaves.
Police say this is one of the suspects involved in the act and that this is one of the fastest con acts they have seen, almost like a magic trick. From a small $4 transaction, both suspects were able to walk away with $2,100 between them. It wasn't until the cashier was doing a final check of her register at the end of the night that she realized she was short all that money. Jeannie Nguyen, KRQE News 13.
Well, the first thing I want to say is, mandate my ass. Because it seems as though we've been convinced that 26% of the registered voters, not even 26% of the American people, but 26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide. 21% voted for Skippy and 3-4% voted for somebody else who might have been running. But oh yeah, I remember in this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan. Minute. Acted like an actor. Hollywood. Acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose. What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from a producer to a consumer. And all consumers know that when the producer names the tune, the consumer has got to dance. It's the way it is. We used to be a producer, very inflexible at that, and now we are consumers and finding it difficult to understand. Natural resources and minerals will change your world. The Arabs used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Controlling your resources will control your world. This country has been surprised by the way the world looks now. They don't know if they want to be Matt Dillon or Bob Dillon. They don't know if they want to be diplomats or continue the same policy of nuclear nightmare diplomacy. John Foster Dulles ain't nothing but the name of an airport now. The idea concerns the fact that this country wants nostalgia. They want to go back as far as they can, even if it's only as far as last week. Not to face now or tomorrow, but to face backwards. And yesterday was the day of our cinema heroes riding to the rescue at the last possible moment. The day of the man in the white hat or the man on the white horse. Or the man who always came to save America at the last moment. Someone always came to save America at the last moment, especially in B-movies. And when America found itself having a hard time facing the future, they looked for people like John Wayne. But since John Wayne was no longer available, they settled for Ronald Reagan. And it has placed us in a situation that we can only look at like a B-movie. Come with us back to those inglorious days when heroes weren't zeros. Before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper the Defensive Weinberger. No more animated a choice is available. The director will be Attila the Hague, running around frantically declaring himself in control and in charge. The ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. screenplay will be adapted from the book called Voodoo Economics by George Pompadour Bush. Music by the Village People, the very military Macho Man. A theme song for saber rattling and selling wars door to door. Remember, we're looking for the closest thing we can find to John Wayne. Cliches abound like kangaroos, courtesy of some spaced-out Marlon Perkins, a Ray Gun contemporary. Cliches like itchy trigger finger and tall in the saddle and riding off or on into the sunset. Cliches like get off of my planet by sundown. More so than cliches like he died with his boots on. Marine tough to manage, Bogart tough to manage, Cagney tough to manage, Hollywood tough to manage, cheap steak tough, and Bonzo substantial. Synthetic selling, a Madison Avenue masterpiece, a miracle, a cotton candy politician, presto macho. Macho, macho. Put your orders in, America, and quick as Kodak, your leaders duplicate with the accent being on the dupes. Because all of a sudden we have fallen prey to selective amnesia, remembering what we want to remember and forgetting what we choose to forget. All of a sudden the man who called for a bloodbath on our college campuses is supposed to be Dudley goddamn Do-Right. You go give them liberals hell, Ronnie. That was the mandate to the new Captain Bly on the new ship of fools. It was doubtlessly based on his chameleon performance in the past as a liberal Democrat, as the head of the Studio Actors Guild. When other celluloid saviors were cringing in terror from McCarthy, Ron stood tall. It goes all the way back from Hollywood to Hillbilly, from liberal to libelous, from Bonzo to Birchite or born again. Civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, it's all wrong. Call in the cavalry to disrupt this production of freedom gone wild. God damn it, first one wants freedom, then the whole damn world wants freedom. No nostalgia, that's what we want. The good old days, when we gave them hell. When the buck stopped somewhere and you could still buy something with it. To a time when movies was in black and white, and so was everything else. Even if we go back to the campaign trail, before Six Gun Ron shot off his face and developed hoof and mouth. Before the free press went down before full court press and were reluctant to view the menu because they knew the only thing available was Crow. Lon Chaney, our man of a thousand faces. No match for Ron. Doug Henning does the makeup. Special effects from Grecian Formula 16 and Crazy Glue. Transportation furnished by the David Rockefeller Remote Control Company. Their slogan is, why wait for 1984? You can panic now and avoid the rush. So much for the good news. Goes, so goes the nation, and here's a look at the closing numbers. Racism is up, human rights are down, peace is shaky, war items are hot, the house cleans all time, jobs are down, money is scarce, and common sense is at an all-time low in heavy trading. Movies were looking better than ever, and now no one is looking because we're starring in a big movie.
You don't need to check on how you feel. Just keep repeating that none of this is real. And if you're sensing that something's wrong, well, just remember that it won't be too long before the director cuts the scene. Yeah.
Stop calling you nigger when you start acting like black men. My fellow poets tell me not to write poems talking bad about black folks. But I ain't mad at Whitey. I'm mad at you, you low-down niggers. Crossing out each other and constantly talking about brother this and Whitey that. You low-down lames, it takes two to play a game. Y'all claim to be so hip and all that shit. White girl lovers talking about you's a black brother. Pig feet eating niggas who explain the advantage of integration and talk about how hip birth control is. They're so hip, they can quote Fanon, Mao, Malcolm, Martin, Leroy, and Eldridge playing tough. But the niggas ain't really rough. Cream puffs is a better word than tough. Y'all better get hip and come off this trip with y'all under-killing asses.
Population confront their frustration. The principles of true hip-hop have been forsaken. It's all contractual and about money-making. Pretend to be cats, don't seem to know their limitation. Exact replication and false representation. You want to be a man, then stand your own. To MC requires skills, I demand some shown. I let the frauds keep fronting and roam like a cellular phone far from home, giving crowds what they wantin'. Official hip-hop consumption, the fifth thumping, keeping your party jumping with an original something. Yo, I dedicate this to the one dimension now, no imagination, excuse for perpetration. My man came over and said, Joe, we thought we heard you. Jokes on you, you heard a fighting attitude, what up? And hatred, the game is ill-natured, it's nothing sacred. And yo, it's funny what I see some rap niggas do to make it. A few will blow up, or go as far as they can take it. My 9-to-5 is just to hit you, get the party live. I'm Black Thought, used to rap for sport. Now the rhyme staying rent, paying life support. I take it very seriously, within this industry. It's various crews that try to touch me, but I come with the beautiful things, and I bless the track lushly. Around the world, crowds love me, from doing chores. Recipient of applause from all of you and yours. Creator of original sounds that's in the stores you take home to absorb and sweat it out your pores. Now who can stop the music running through these veins? Infinitely go against the grain. That's why my motto is true. The life of limos and lights, airplanes and trains, short days and long nights, keyboards and mics, bass chords and drum kicks, and my mental dick, they hit my head like brick, as I embark on a mission, welcome into the dark, when I first spark the arts, when the listening start, open your head wide, and let the thought inside, my style fortified by all of Philadelphia, my delf more stealth than all the wicked wealth, my mentality undetectable, why the naked eye, dick, I get paid when the record is played, to put it short, I want it made like Ed, enough said, then after that I'm putting on my cousin Hamed, we let the ladies blend with the dark skin, devil bread, and discover, my level is that of no other, and roots prove, reign official and true, while I'm continuing to.
you better look out. They try to hold you down and make your ideas seem less than profound. You better look out. They try to make you seem you ain't got the mood to make the groove and make it mean.
You know it.
You better look out. To make it feel like you ain't for real. You don't know the deal. You better look out. To try to change your mind, tell you you ain't mine, baby, and that ain't for real. Come on, baby. Look here.
Nobody can be you but you.
Nobody, no, no.
Nobody can be you but you.
All this negative.
Why them
bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kissed that broad? Why? And powder. Why they knock down the towers? Why you around them cowards? Why Aaliyah have to take that flight? Why my homie D ain't pull out his Ferrari? Why he take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting brothers get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do rappers lie in 85% of their rhymes? Why brother always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through when the pecan jag? Why they crack have to hit so hard even though it's almost over? Why people can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why I sell in the stores what you can sell in the streets? Why I say the hottest shit but be selling the least? Why? Let a white man pop her to get an Oscar. And why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my... Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a why lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young brothers is dying? Cause they moms at work, they pops is gone, they living with... Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have fiends in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slug, it's only the hawk? Why my buzz in LA ain't like it is in New York? Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s, cause I got all the old ones, that's why.
All that I've been giving is the claim that I've been living. They got me in the system. Why they gotta do me like that? Try to make it my way, but got them on up the highway. Why, oh why, gotta do me like that?
Why, oh why, oh, 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 oh.
Why? Yes, sir. This is G. Lou, and you are tuned in to 93.3 FM Ism. I want to give a shout out to Big Squeed Cadillac, the Los Angeles Penthouse Player Click Original, straight out of Los Angeles, Harlem, California. Now on Blog Talk Radio, 93.3 FM, Thursday night flight, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. It's always a treat when the players meet. Let me lace you up like this. Well, here we go again, homie, it's G. Lou. And I think I stepped in like right on cue. It's a Thursday night flight, 93.3. And if you're looking for the funk, then we got what you need. From Funkadelic to the temps, no, we do not simp. All we do is low ride, make money and pimp. Coming straight up out the Harlems off of MLK. He used to be a player hammer quick back in the day. Now he's on the radio playing that funk. Can you please turn that shit up? Cause it's about to go down, homie, that's on me. Give a shout out to the plug, I am MD. 93.3, the homie got that ill. Lowrider, oldies, goldies, spinning 347-8558. 436 is the number for the play. So call the homie Tweed when you need that fix. Every Thursday night he's live in the mix. Call the homie Tweed when you need that fix. Every Thursday night he's right here in the mix. Mix, mix, mix. 93.3 FM Ism. G. Lou, I'm always tuned in every Thursday night for the Thursday night flight. 93.3 FM. Lowrider Oldies. the only station playing Funkadelic to the Temptations. Tweed Cadillac.
A mile a minute. Wise girl, have wise what? Who is the dude next to you? Oh, that's a girl. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My fault. I thought you was a dude. I get thrown by that. Like, you like girls, you like dudes. You like girls. And see, that's what throw me off, because I seen somebody. You're pretty. You are pretty, though. That's what throw me off. See, she pretty. That throw me off. So when I had somebody who looked like you compliment me, I didn't know how to take it. No, because she was a girl, but she act like a dude. And she walked just like, D-Ray, you cute. And I was like, who said that, the dude or the girl? Which one of y'all just said that to me? We're not discussing T.I., and it's not a discussion. We're not going to go back and forth. You don't want the whole show to be you. You'd be upset with yourself. What happened with what? Take it all the way out. Let me explain something to you, baby. You a girl, right? I will fuck you. I will send you back. How about that shit? I got that kind of, I used to be a dyke, here goes a new dick day. I'll change your life. I'll make it cool for you to go back to your parents' house. This D-Ray, they'll be like, oh, shit. You walk in with a nigga, I'm like, yeah, I fucked your daughter right, nigga. She back. Huh?
Thank you.
What's that? What makes me happy?
Yeah.
Man, being here right now, man, being blessed, man. You know, I'm the simple guy. You know, so just the simple things in life make me happy, sir. I'm a happy guy.
Likewise, I don't ask for too much that I'm not willing to give. All I do know is, getting hard out here, man. Let's pray for Haiti. They just, the country,
yes,
man, they've been through so much, man. I don't know how much more that they can possibly endure. I mean, from the earthquakes to the weather to the killing of the president, the barbecue, he's still on the loose. Ain't nobody even talking about him no more. He's still on the loose. Our Papa Doc did him. It's like, man, that's one country, man, that they were the first independent black nation. That's the messed up part about it. All across the world, man, we're doing bad. The rich is getting richer. The poor is getting poor. Gas up here is $4.79 a gallon. And we're not talking about beef products went up, pork went up. And they're talking about chickens going to go up, eggs going, everything is just... It's just ridiculous. It's going to take damn near $80,000 a year to live in a bullshit-ass spot. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're kicking people out every day now. that didn't pay that rent throughout the pandemic. And one guy today, matter of fact, old girl was late on the rent before the pandemic. So she used the pandemic as an excuse. She'd been in there almost a year and a half with no rent. And today was the day. Mm. And now she want to act like somebody was doing it wrong. You know, it's like, wow.
Right.
She had three stimulus checks. You know, it's like people have been given a life raft, which ain't really much. You know, I didn't even
right.
get a stimulus. Feel me? But a lot of people did, squandered
yeah.
them off. A lot of people got them loans, F those off. And now it's about to get
yep.
real, real stanky out here. My rent up. You know, they want to keep charge me $100 more. And I've been here for years.
Yeah, mine went up this year as well this year. It went up $100. So, you know, I feel you,
yeah.
brother.
And I did everything I could to play it off. You know, I tried to use the old man card. I tried to do everything I could. They even cut down my tree
right.
today. So, you know, my patio is all fully exposed. I feel like I got raped today. And it's
right.
a trip because the people that under me moved out last week. So they came and cut down my tree. And it's like, wow. If I'm sitting on my back, I just could go out of my balcony in my boxers and nobody would even know. Now I'm standing here. I can see the whole everything. Everybody can see me. It's messed up. Can't do nothing about it. But some people don't have a house to go to, so it is what it is. Got to be grateful and blessed for what you do have.
Right.
That's for damn sure. I just hope that the world can come together, be a better place for everyone that's here. You know?
Yes.
Call it out with the Karens, get right. You know, I don't know where these Karens are coming from. They've been like that forever. But it's like now
right.
they're just everywhere. Every little thing you do, here come a Karen. It's like, man, we basically don't like each other. And the question was, man, what if you only had 24 hours to live, what would you do? And I had a gang of things I just thought off the top of my head. But, you know, it's up to you. Live life not as if you have 24 hours, but live life like you want another 24 hours. That's the key, man.
That part.
3.20 FM.
I want you to ask yourself one question. If you had 24 hours to live, what would you do? That's some deep shit right there. A lot of pressure. How would you handle it? Mace, what would you do?
Yo, I'd turn out all the hoes instead of a sexual. Smack and see the niggas right off the pedestal. I even look for my dad that I never knew, to show him how I look in my Beretta too. I do good shit like take kids from the ghetto, show them what they can have if they never settle. Take every white kid from high class level, show them what Christmas like growing up in the ghetto. Teach niggas how to spend, stash the rest. Give blunts to the niggas under massive stress. Give every bum on the street cash to invest in. Hope Harlem World blow up
yeah.
be my last request.
Yeah. If I had 24 hours to kick the bucket, fuck it, I'd probably eat some fried chicken and drink a Nantucket. Then go get a job from Branson and make sure I leave my mother the money to take care of grandson. Load the 3-power, hop into Eddie Bauer and go give all 6 to that poppy that stole me flour. Get a fresh baldy, make a few calls, shop at the mall, shoot a little ball. Have all of my bitches in one telly at the same time, spread it out on different floors. And I'm gonna play lotto, for what? Even though I ain't gonna be here tomorrow, so
you know when I was close
so
to the
what?
Ledge, I'd probably be in
so
the West
so
with
what?
This bad
so
Spanish
what?
Mommy playing between my legs. Then I'm off to get choked and smoke one of them dreads and get that bitch from 89 and gave us up to the feds. Thought her mama wrote her a note, we ain't close. I hate her boyfriend so I put one in his throat. Fuck around and sniff an ounce of raw, bust a four, four, pull out my dick and take a piss on the floor. Jump in the whip, get them cats I wanted to get. Since the tavern on the Green robbery in 86, went home, took a shower in ice cold water and spent my last hours with my son and my daughter.
You had 24 hours to live, just think. Where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would you want to notify? Or would your ass deny that your ass about to die? You had 24 hours to live, just think. Where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would you
you wanna notify? Or would your ass deny that your ass
hey, about yo, to die? If I had 24, nigga gotta get the roll. Run all in, poppy spot, put one in his head at the door. For the times that I paid for 20, and he gave me 12. The other 8 had to be baking soda by itself. Poppy, fuck you, you dead now, I'm off to the bank. With those bricks in the book bag and a stolen jag I just grabbed. Run in there, grab the bank teller with the pretty face. Fuck in the safe to have her take me to my place. We'll make a kid, but that's selfish and that'd be bad. For my son to have the same shit his pops just had. And when I'm down to 23, I'ma be strapped with TNT. Run up in City Hall and take the judges with me.
24 hours to live, I probably die on the 5th. Running the station, squeezing the end. I'll be waiting to get the hell and bust down Satan. Styles on the shit and I got spot vacant. Back to the 24, I make it out the precinct shooting niggas that I hate and they face while they eating. I'm on the job robbing every so-called don. Give the money to my mom and tell her that I'm gone. I was fooling my little brother that niggas mean I'm harmed. You should learn to tell the future without reading palms. When they coming with the bullets, you prepare with the bomb. So fuck being violent, get stocks and bonds.
24 left until my death, so I'm gonna waste a lot of life, but I'll cherish every breath. I know exactly where I'm going, but I'ma send you there first. And with the shit that I'll be doing, I'ma send you there first. I've been living with a curse, and now it's all about to end. But before I go, say hello to my little friend. But I got to make it right, reconcile with my mother. Try to explain to my son, tell my girl I love her. She pour up under the coat, snatch up my dog. Turn like three villains on Wall Street into a fog. Out with a bang, you will remember my name. I wanted to live forever, but this wasn't fame.
If you had 24 hours to live, just think, where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would you want to notify? Or would your ass deny that your ass about to die? If you had 24 hours to live, just think, where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would you want to notify? Or would your ass deny that your ass about to die? If you had 24 hours to live, just think, yeah, where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would you want to notify? Or would your ass deny that your ass about to die?
Thank you.
feel about love.
Paint a pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing, yeah. Never let it fade away. It's all about love, yeah. Feel yourself a true romance. Beauty that's around you, yeah. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, my dear. Let the light shine all through your life. Feel your little heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind. It's all about love, yeah. Talking to yourself is fine. Makes you feel much better. Know just where to draw the line, girl, my dear, girl, my dear, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
telling lies about a nigga.
So I'm
gonna do what the fuck I always do.
That's right.
Got to stay true.
Do you remember 85? The time when it was all the way live. Well, nowadays these are the breaks we gotta take to survive. He trying to stay alive so I can see another 10 of all the niggas is rapping be ending up in the pen again. Another struggle for the trouble you rise. So I sit back and get high, keep my thoughts on the prize. Realize the shit they talking, I ain't tripping off that. Time to change, rearrange, this game is moving like crack. In fact, it seems the old school got laid out by no rules. Put it down with fake smile for life, I'm about to show fools how it's done. When I be spitting these rhymes, no hesitating, I just been waiting for the time to get mine. I stay ready and kept it steady like my hand on the Glock. Left the block full of weed, yes indeed, it don't stop till I die. I be high, not giving a damn what I do, paying dues, staying true. So nigga, fuck you.
Fuck.
I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do besides smoke marijuana. I can't do what you want me to because I got to stay true.
Nigga, fuck
and
you.
Bitches talking shit, I don't know why.
Talking shit about it.
So I'm
gonna do what the fuck I always do because I
got to stay true.
I want to send this out to all the punk motherfuckers who don't want to be true to what they say they're true to.
My dick just, you know? Because I smoke weed. Hell, I drink brew. That's all I rap about, cause bitch, that's all I do. Ain't nothing new. It's the same shit that you did, but the spotlight is on me because I influence your kids. So you tell me I need to clean my mind, and I tell you you need to beat your child if I fucking with me, because I never got me a degree, never went to college, but I just got back from getting some weed and and no matter what I call myself, you'll still call me a nigga. So if you're talking, I turn my head in front living. I didn't give a fuck what you said about the lyrics and shit in my song. Nigga, no right from wrong. Bitch, I got kids of my own, and those who love to judge tend to hold a grudge. And if you do, suck my dick and lick my nuts. Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do besides smoke marijuana. I can't do what you want me to because I got to stay true.
Nigga, fuck you.
Bitches talking shit, I don't know why.
Always talking shit, nigga.
So I'm
gonna do what the fuck I always do because
I got to stay true.
Stay true.
So I put my motherfucking mind to this shit. Told them, nigga, if you wanna be realistic and kiss this motherfucking ass a reaper dirt. Ain't no love for them punk ass niggas that's yelling mercy. See, it ain't no bitches up in your shit in your grill. These niggas got me all fucked up, but now they know the deal. And still, they come up in my face with that yang yang. Niggas steady talking, but still they talk the same
shit every day. Motherfuck what a nigga say, cause if you listen to everybody, you'll end up changing the way you got your fame. Fucking up your name, damaging your brain, forgetting where you got your game.
Dedicated to all my homies who stay true to this. Not for all you busted motherfuckers coming new to this. You know what I'm saying? You, stop sucking dick. Let's get rich.
Don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do besides smoke marijuana. I can't do what you want me to because I got to stay true.
Nigga, fuck
and
you.
Bitches talking shit, I don't know why.
Smoking till the weed getting so high.
Gonna do what the fuck I always do because
I got to stay true.
This is Ronnie Laws, and you're listening to Life in Paradise on 93.3 FM. Elegant jazz, R&B, and all in between.
That shit is over with.
And right. twerking ain't gonna pay no bills. So all you gonna bring to the table, ladies,
and they,
is a billion butt
and
lift.
They just said they shut down.
Twerking.
And they just and they just said they shutting down that OnlyFans thing that, you know, a lot of chicks now get on OnlyFans and put out like damn near pornography on there. They get paid though from it. They get paid. They said they're about to shut that down too, just like how they did back page. So I don't know, it's getting tight out here. I know it's probably other platforms y'all got, but they tighten things up.
Exactly. So
right.
The winter is coming. Winter's coming. And all that fake bullshit, all that finessing dudes out for dinner and all that, man, bro,
right.
Was bragging. I got three suckers this week. You know, clowning.
Mm.
Dudes taking these bras out for dinner. But no intentions on breaking bread with them. Man, it's about
right.
to be a long winter.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Tweed, I got a quick question for you. Off topic, off subject, but it's I need it, and it's like a lifeline. You know, tomorrow, right, on Flashback Fridays, I'm going to be kicking it with Queen Jean, and we're going to kick off another Versus, man. Only thing is, and I'm only asking you this because I need an honest opinion, and you can give me the right answer because this is one of your favorite groups as well. You can maybe help me out here. Gene is coming at me, man. Queen plays dirty. You already know that. She came at me with the dramatics, you know. She's coming at me, man, with the Temptations, Tweed. What do I need to do, man?
Okay. Damn.
See, that's a hard thing.
Not too many that can
compare. I know.
Pimps.
Says he's not playing fair.
Song for song, we might could. Off the top of my head, I would probably.
That's a hard one. I know it, even for you.
Yeah. That's because pound for pound, song for song, she coming with Eddie, David, Dennis. She coming with everybody on you at one time.
Yeah, man.
Man.
Yeah. That's a hard one.
Hour. Give me an hour.
Okay.
I'll call
okay.
you at 9:15.
Okay.
And
okay.
we're going to chop her up. We're going to chop her up.
Okay.
Don't even worry about it.
Okay. All
and
right, cool.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Caller, you're live on 93.3 FM-ism. Speak on it.
Hey, what's going on, OG, man? Do me a favor, OG. Tell me that pop rock soul song you played a minute ago, man. What was the name of it, man? Because I forgot.
Pop rock soul song. That could have
been. You just
played
about two.
I believe it was George Benson. No, I'm sorry. It was Ronnie Law's Next Generation.
No. That one, it was before. It was a pop rock song. You had a pop rock group you was playing, man.
Oh, that was the Human League. I'm Only Human.
Right.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Ali. That was my one, too. I was jamming that back here, man. I was like, Tweed did that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you, man.
I'm only you. That's the jam.
Yeah, man, that's a fire
song. Thank you, too.
Just a little trivia.
Go ahead.
Let me give y'all a little bit of music trivia, which really makes me really into that group. You don't believe in a million years who produced that record. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis produced that song for that group. They were just some white boys, and they came in, played all that music, wrote the lyrics and everything. If you notice, it kind of sounds like the SOS band. If you really notice it, that's Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. So a good producer can make an artist. A good producer can make an artist. Please believe.
Wow.
That was a good one, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask for. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that, man, because, you know, that's going to help me do one of these mute songs I'll be doing, you know, over here with Jay King. You know, he be putting a nigga on mute. So I sing a new song when he open my mic.
Okay, well, I got an instrumental. Hey, if you need the instrumental of that, email me and I'll send it to you, sir. I got.
Well, usually
I do
my acapella tweet. I just go and sing it out, man, you know. You know, I've been on your show, man. You know, I've been hearing all the singers. I'm like, well, I'm just going to sing this out a cappella. If he don't like it, put me on mute. Yeah, but I love what you're doing, though, Tweed, man, and everything. G. Lou, I don't know, man. I think you might be in trouble, you know, the Temptations, but I will.
I know, man. Right?
The Dells is banging, though, man. You might be able to swing a little bit, you know, but then the Dells stop.
Yeah.
I need something for the fourth round.
Exactly.
Man, we're going to come up with it. The main thing is don't panic, man. We're going to get it, man.
Okay.
So with that being said, man, let me come with something real fly that leave y'all for the remainder of the evening. What would be apropos, as Queen Jean would say? Better tell her, look out, because we're coming for her neck.
I hope she's not listening. But I'm coming for you, Queen. I got a little help. I had to. You're not playing fair.
Oh, yeah, we got it, man. We got it. And it ain't going to be an easy task, but we can pull it off.
Okay.
93.3 FM. Here's a Low Rider Oldies. Until next week, y'all.
You know what I think heaven is?
Oh, hold up. I think heaven is you. Wonder could all players do it. Maybe not. 93.3 FM, you are live. Speak on it. Good evening.
Who's that, me?
Yeah, that's you.
What's up?
What's
hey, I was just chiming in real quick. This big pain, man. I'm out of Compton, and I was just chiming in, you know, to my homeboy show. I wanted to say hi since he don't call a nigga no more, so hi.
Wow.
What's up with you, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, living, jiving, digging the skin I'm in.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. I heard Ali on. What's up, Ali, if you're still listening? You know, I'm a part of the little circle we got, you know what I'm saying? And I'm always listening. I'm always calling and support. You know what I'm saying? Love you, my nigga. No homo. And, shit, just keep doing what you're doing because I enjoy it when I can't catch it. I'm very, very busy. But I always like to get that little Facebook post to remind me that your show is on because, I be all over the place. But when I see it, I be trying to tune in to it, you know, that night because I forget sometimes. But, hey, man, I just want to say hello and everything, and I'm going to let your listeners get back to that last song. But, man, I love you, man. I'm always thinking about you, man, and just keep doing what you're doing. And God bless you.
Likewise. God bless you as well, sir. We always here. We always there. Nice to join you at 10. New Lab.
All good.
At life. Remember not me. Big Pain, the Punisher. Queen Jean, going down the third round. It just hit me. 93.tweet FM. Lou Lavish, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
I think we can pull this one off. I believe if we come with the Delphonics, we can take Eddie Kendrick out of the box. Yeah, I think we could take Eddie Kendrick out of the box. Only thing we got to worry about is David. But I think that we could pull it off. Song for song, I think that we can hang like winners. I think we could do it, man.
Okay.
We could Delphine. I really believe we could do it. And I would send you some bangers. I would have said Blue Magic.
Okay.
Blue Magic, we
That's
might
what I thought
do it
about
with
too
Blue
earlier.
Magic as well.
I thought about
we
that
might
too.
Do it
I thought about
Blue
that one. Okay.
So it's up to you. I would say either the Delphonics or Blue Magic. And, I'm on deck if you need some hidden jewels. But either one.
Okay, for sure. Okay.
Sleep on. All
right, I'm going to go over those two and figure it out. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. All right.
93.tweet.fm. If you need oldies, email me for show requests. Tweet Cadillac at Yahoo. Go to the donate button. Drop something in there, man. If you want this show to continue with a bang, bang boogie. TweakAdlike.com. New CD, EP, about to drop September the 4th. That'll be the Classic Six Pack, Volume 2. says this once again. I just got clown. Girl gonna say, take two dudes to go against one female. Y'all need to stop it. We got clown.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Wow, y'all put they take two dudes, huh? Wow, okay.
Well,
all right.
I mean, no, it's not that. It's not that. I was just getting some help because I just thought Queen Jean, no, that's not even fair. When she presented that to me, I was like, oh, my God. I just already, I felt that wasn't fair, you know. So it's like, man, I needed to get some help, you know.
Boy,
but
we're
going to figure it out. We're not going to gang up. It's going to be a fair fight. It's going to be
up.
A fair fight. Yeah.
No, it ain't because we're going to cut her.
It's all good.
It ain't going to be no fair. She said all her life.
Hey, tell Misha to stay out of this. Tell Misha to stay out of this.
Hey, Misha.
Tell Misha to stay out of this right here.
Stay out of this shit. Man, until next week, man. Man, we love y'all, man.
Much love,
stay
y'all.
Tuned,
peace.
Man. We out.
Peace.